This is Crime Stoppers on Talk 107.3 FM.
I think I'll go catch me a bed.
A weekly look at fighting crime, stopping crime, and crime prevention.
Do you really want to get him? What are you prepared to do?
Everything within the law.
As always, if you have information you think could help solve a crime, call Crime Stoppers at 344-STOP.
All it takes is a phone and an open mind. No one will know.
My eyes only, pal.
It's Crime Stoppers on Talk 107.3 FM.
Yeah, it's time for Crime Stoppers. We welcome in Don Coppola. Welcome in, sir. How are you?
I'm good, Brian. Thank you.
That's glad to have you in here. Glad you could make it through the conditions outside.
They were getting bad. Rain was starting to fall. I was sitting there like a duck out of water.
I need a remote control for that door.
You do.
I need a remote control for that door because, that way when you text and you say, I'm downstairs. By the way, clarify if you're inside or outside. I'm downstairs.
Well, if I was inside, I wouldn't say saying I'm downstairs. I would just come
up. You always use I'm downstairs because you're getting coffee.
But I'm usually downstairs outside because I can't get in.
Right. Well, you were downstairs outside suffering the elements
I was saved.
No.
So thank you.
I got to take it. Yeah, Alondra went down and let
Alondra,
you in.
Alondra, yes.
I got to take you to task a little bit, though. It's barely raining out there. What happened to the Don Coppola I know and love? What happened to the Don Coppola that was tackling guys that walked onto the LSU football field? I want that tough guy.
It's early.
Okay. That was a night game. A few raindrops and you melt. You got a guy wanders out of the football field and there goes Don.
In action. Headset.
Yes.
I know. I like the excitement.
A lot of excitement.
Yes.
What's going on today, man? Who are we looking for?
Well, before we get into that, I want to let you know that last night the East Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office put on an Easter event. First of all, how was Easter?
Fantastic.
How was yours? It was great. And I hope that your listeners had a great Easter as well.
Yeah, mine was beyond excellent.
So this event last night.
Look at the smoke. Steam still coming off those crawfish.
That's getting me hungry.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
My cousin, Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office.
Nice.
Boils competitively. He's good.
I bet he is. So going back to last night, they had this event planned out, but because of inclement weather, as it was outside when I was standing outside, they had to postpone it. So it was last night in the Gardier area. I had the privilege of going and seeing the amount of people, not only the other sponsors, which the list is long, the vendors, the amount of people that came out, the kids, the parents, the grandparents, guardians, came out, and this event was great. It was packed. The kids were interested in speaking with the vendors and getting more information and, you know, handing out little giveaways to them. So the week prior, I had the privilege of being in Ascension Parish. Sheriff Bobby Weber, Ascension Parish Sheriff's Office, did a similar event in Donaldsonville, and the same thing. It was packed. So the point I'm making here is it's very simple. It's just spreading the message. If you see something, say something.
Yes.
And that is the message that we're putting out, and we're starting at a young age, the kids, and the interaction that they have with Crime Stoppers, with law enforcement, it's fantastic. Go ahead.
That was going to say that we see these events like this, and they happen quite often on the calendar year in different parts of town. But the problem is in the translation, it always comes across like if they're not batting 1,000, they're batting 0. And that's not the case.
No, that's not the case. Not the case at all. And last night, just for an example, they had a DJ and law enforcement.
Was he any good?
He was good. They
better than me?
Well, I never heard your music.
Oh, man. Okay.
But, I mean, I would like to.
Yeah.
But kids were dancing. They had adults and kids line dancing. It was just a great event that brought everybody together. But the message is the same. See something, say something. What happened?
We're gonna get serious. We're gonna like look for some bad guys, some fugitives in a minute. Dogs and kids line dancing.
Not dogs.
You said dogs and kids.
No, adults.
Adults. Oh my gosh, that's way different.
Where did we get dogs?
You said dogs and kids line dancing.
Adults and kids.
Okay, that's way better. That had a chance to go viral.
But I did. Like,
you show me a dog that can line dance.
Hey, I'm sure they're out there.
If I see something, I'll say something.
I'm sure they're out there.
I need to hear something first. I did not hear you right
Have
there.
Have you seen some of the BRPD canines?
I bet they could line
dance.
I mean, it's really not that hard of a line dance. I bet someone could train one of the BRPD canines to the left. To
those
the
are
left,
some smart, right, smart dogs.
No kick, no kick. I'm sorry, I completely heard that wrong.
Anyway.
I got a visual in my head.
But
a German shepherd right next to a collie.
That's something that we could look at.
We could do that. Good enough DJ will get that done.
Yes. All right. So I have some names.
Please.
Frederick Harris. Devon Page. Randall Parker. Elise Rice. These are just some of the unsolved from 2022.
Yeah.
There's more.
The list
is long, and these are just the most recent from last year. So back to the See Something, Say Something, we feel that people know and have names and have information, not only on this list that I gave, but go to our Facebook page, go to our website, look at the unsolved. Pick up the phone, whatever piece of information that you have, or if it's somebody else that you know that may have information, give us those names.
Yeah.
These families need closure. These families want closure. They're begging for closure.
I'm glad you brought up Randall Parker, 64 years old. We covered him in our top stories
and
training.
And
because
there's
new evidence out now.
These names are not new names
right.
that your listeners, they've heard these names before.
Mm-hmm.
So we just need have a tidbit of information to pass on to investigators.
Randall Parker, 64 years old, was shot while trying to fend off a woman's attacker. The attacker shot him during the scuffle. Parker was originally reported to have non-life-threatening injuries, but that got complicated. He passed away on November 2nd of last year.
Right, so here's a man helping someone out.
Right.
Seeing someone in distress while being a good Samaritan to begin with.
Yes.
Goes to her aid and then
pays with his life.
Yes.
Look, Devon Page, innocent in bed. Toddler, innocent in bed. Allie Rice. Went over to Electric Depot because she just wanted to hang out with her friend who was currently working at the time. She goes to drive home, gets caught by the train, and then boom, she gets killed in a hail of gunfire.
And even if you don't witness these incidents, Brian, people talk.
Right.
And you hear. And so the canvases that have been done, putting the information out, we just need that person or persons to pick up the phone.
So we need to talk about the connecting puzzle pieces. Because with Randall Parker in particular, this happened off North 31st Street, just off Choctaw Drive. And I'm going to use his because it was in the news this morning.
Yes.
Okay. There are two new photos that are out right now. One is blurry and probably not very useful.
The vehicle.
The two vehicle photos. The other one is a lot more clear. But here's the thing, though, is you have these two photos, and our news partners at WBRZ have them up. I'm sure WAFB, who partners with Crime Stoppers, has them up as well. So go look at the photos. If that sparks anything, it doesn't have to be, oh, you cracked the case. It is your piece of information becomes the next piece in line. That link in the chain that leads to something eventually. You see this car and you're like, oh, I saw this car at whatever place on whatever day. I saw the same car at, you fill in the blank there.
Right.
And that can lead to, I saw this car in the same place as well. Now we get wherever the investigation goes from there by talking to somebody who was there as well. I saw it there too. And I saw them leave there and go here. That sort of thing starts to piece together to allow detectives to follow up and say, here's who we're looking for.
Exactly. And if you're not one that watches news outlets, go to our Facebook page.
Sure.
The Crime Stoppers Facebook page has that same information out there. And while you're there, scroll through and see if there's anybody else that you either recognize or have any information on throughout the 8 parish area.
We got a minute, about a minute and a half left. Yeah, 344 stop is the phone number, by the way.
So real quick, Baton Rouge Police is looking for Robert Lee Taylor Jr. Robert Lee Taylor Jr., 31 years of age, on charges of domestic abuse battery, aggravated battery, and aggravated criminal damage to property. Investigators believe that he and a female acquaintance have a past, had been into some verbal altercations, which began to turn physical. The victim had some lacerations observed to her, and Taylor is believed to have intentionally rammed her vehicle with his.
Wow.
So Robert Lee Taylor, the junior, 31 years of age, wanted by Baton Rouge Police Department on domestic abuse battery, and aggravated criminal damage to property charges.
344-STOP is the phone number. Check out the Crime Stoppers Facebook page as well, or the Crime Stoppers website. He is Lieutenant Don Coppola with Crime Stoppers. Needs to get back out into the torrential sprinkle.
Yes.
We have outside. Like, if you know anything about Robert Lee Taylor or any of the unsolves we've been talking about, or that you see on the Facebook page, see something, say something. It's just that simple. Don, we always appreciate the time.
Thank you.